Hello, welcome to The Word on the Street, an awesome chance to engage with the Bible for you and your kids. Time to turn your spare time into God's time, and here to help is your host, Anna Ware.
I've been reading about Israel's kings lately. So 1 Kings and 2 Kings are the books from the Bible that I've been reading. And I've been finding out about how some of the kings followed God and they let God be the boss. But most of the kings were evil in the eyes of the Lord, worshipping other gods and doing whatever they wanted. And I got to thinking, why would anyone want to follow another god when you have the true God to follow? The God who knows the future, who knows the past, who knows you, who created you. Our God who can part the sea. Our God who had saved the Israelites from snakes, caused plagues to come to the Egyptians. Why would you want to reject God and worship a fake God? And then I realized why. Many people don't like to be bossed around. Many people want to have a silent God, someone who's not going to tell them what to do. And God was telling the kings what to do. Are you a bit like that too? Do you like being bossed around? Do you like to do whatever you want? Some people don't mind being bossed around as much as others, but most people still don't like being restricted. Being bossed around has come up a little bit in this podcast lately because it is part of life. There are always going to be people and rules that we have to submit to, whether we like it or not. If you're at school, you have to submit to the rules of the school and the teachers. If you play sport, you obey the rules of the sport. And in society, we have rules too, like don't walk on the road, don't steal, don't drive the car too fast. But really, we don't have too many rules. We're still able to choose many, many things for ourselves. When you're a child, you have many more rules. Some parents have a lot of rules. Some parents have not so many rules. Every parent is very different.
What do you think?
Now, sometimes I am baffled by the things I ask my children to do. Do your parents ever ask you strange things to do as well? Something along the lines of, don't eat the dog food. I never thought I would hear myself asking the children to do that. Stop licking the walls. Have you ever been asked to do that? Maybe this one is more likely to have been said in your family. Is this your poo in the toilet? Can you think of any other crazy things that your parents have said to you? Maybe you could think of more during the week or as they happen. Now, in the previous two episodes, I have been talking about loving God because that is the first and most important commandment. In this episode and the following episodes this term, we are going to be looking at loving others. In Matthew chapter 22, verses 36 to 40, Jesus is asked what is the most important commandment in the law. Jesus answers, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. This is the first and most important commandment. The second most important commandment is like this one, and it is, love others as much as you love yourself. All the law of Moses and the books of the prophets are based on these two commandments. I've actually read this Bible verse out each episode this term because it is such a key Bible verse. It is such an important one. And if you haven't memorized it or learned the song yet, please do. When Moses was given the Ten Commandments back in Exodus, the first four were about loving God. And we covered those in the previous two episodes. And the following six are about loving others. And the first of those six might not be exactly what you're wanting to hear right now, but it is always for our benefit. This is the one that we're focusing on today. Exodus 20, verse 12, God said to the people of Israel, respect your father and your mother, and you will live a long time in the land I am giving you. Now, I have spent way longer thinking about this episode than I have for all the other episodes because I am aware that some of you will have fathers and mothers who are really difficult to respect. I'm thinking of the adults who might be listening especially. No parents are perfect. Some parents are better than others. You might have parents who are amazingly loving and look after you so well. Or you could be somebody whose mother or father neglects you a little bit, doesn't look after you as well as you need. And if that is you, then this episode is going to be a much harder episode to hear because God says that we need to respect our father and mother. And he doesn't say if they are good or if they are bad. Whether they're good or bad, God still wants us to respect them. Respect means showing somebody regard or consideration. It means treating somebody honorably. Other Bible translations actually do say honor your parents. Respect is another way of loving others. It's not the emotion way, but it's an attitude. We are to respect our parents. We're to love them no matter what their behavior, what their treatment of others is like. We love and respect and obey them purely because they're our parents. Now, most parents absolutely love their kids, want the best for them. They make up rules that are in their children's best interests. In Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1 to 3, Paul addresses the children and he says, "Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, that it may go well with you and that you may live long in the land." In Psalm chapter 1, verse 8, we can read, "Hear, my son, your father's instruction, and forsake not your mother's teaching." That simply means listen to your parents when they're instructing and teaching you. Proverbs chapter 23, verse 22 says, "Listen to your father who gave you life, and do not despise your mother when she is old."
Story time.
When I was in year 5, 10 years old, I started stealing money from my mum and dad. They had a bowl in a drawer where they would put all their loose change, all the coins that they didn't want in their purse. Every day I went to school with a sandwich and an apple, and I didn't really like anything else on offer, so that was my food for the day. The canteen at school offered much more interesting things, and I knew that there were some burger men, which were chips that were 50 cents, on offer at the canteen. Sometimes I would go to the drawer and I would take $1, $1.50, $2, and that would give me a few days' worth of burger men. I knew in my heart that it was wrong. I knew that mum and dad would be really disappointed with me. I knew that I should be honouring mum and dad and respecting them. And I also knew that I shouldn't be stealing and taking what is not mine. But I did it anyway. When I got a little bit older, I was able to earn money and I didn't steal it anymore. And when I got to high school, they didn't sell Burger Men anyway, and everything was a lot more expensive at the canteen than 50 cents. What I did was wrong, though. It is important for us to obey and respect and honour our parents. What if your parents are asking you not to go to church, not to believe in God? What if your parents are asking you not to read your Bible? What if they say, "Do not pray"? Would you obey them? What do you think God would want you to do? We need to always be thinking about what the most important thing is. And God says, number one, love him. Number two, love others. So if your family members are asking you to stop believing in God or anything like that, then it is okay to disobey in those instances.
Question time.
Question number one, what is the hardest thing your parents have ever asked you to do and why? Question number two, how can you love and honor your parents more? Question number three, why do you think God has included this command as one of his top 10? Next week, we're going to be looking at loving our neighbours. Thanks for tuning in, and I'll catch you next week.
Well, we have come to the end of this episode, but it doesn't have to be the end of the conversation. Why not take a moment now to think about what you can take away from today's talk? Oh, and if you want to discover more episodes and resources, head on over to the Word on the Street website. There's a link in the show notes, and you'll also find there a copy of today's passage. Thanks for being part of the Word on the Street. We're really looking forward to you joining us again real soon.
You've been listening to the Eternity Podcast Network, eternitypodcasts.com.au.